Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, well, welcome now, our number two, At Home with Gary Sullivan, as we talk a little home improvement. By the way, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Our phone number, if you'd like to join us as we discuss those home maintenance projects, it's 749-5500. Kind of got a thunder shower rolling through and more coming our way. So let's get this conversation going. It's 749-5500. Your call's next right here on 55KRC, the talk station. Well, the weekend it is. Welcome At Home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Roto-Rooter and, of course, your plumber that can take care of all kinds of issues around the house, whether it's a sump pump, whether it's a leaky toilet, a running faucet. You want to add a hose bib outside, Roto-Rooter can take care of it. It's rotorooter.com. So we thank them for sponsoring this hour of At Home with Gary Sullivan. Well, happy Mother's Day, and still talking a little home improvement and a lot to cover, that's for sure. If you'd like to join us, grab a line. Again, it's 800-823-8255. We're just talking about decks and solid color stains and rehabbing your entry door. I mean, there's so many little projects, and I'm always talking about taking that walk around the home. Like to talk about your projects, so dial us up. But one of the things we have a tendency to forget, maybe it's because it's a project. Anything on a ladder always seems to be a little bit more of a project. And what I'm talking about is the flashings and the soffits around and on your roof. So the metal flashing that, you know, you got a little valley, you got a metal flashing, it goes between the two roofs. Granted, there's some that are copper and you don't have to do anything with those. There's some that there is no flashing, which I'm not a big fan of. Called a California weave. But if you have a metal flashing, a galvanized flashing, and it's, you know, 20-some years old, when you replace that roof and you get bids on the roof, it may or may not address that flashing issue, as crazy as it sounds. If you're going to completely replace the shingles on your roof, my suggestion would be to go ahead and replace the flashing. Let's get a whole new system. Let's let it work as a system. But if you've got a roof that's 20 years old and you see that that flashing is no longer painted and it's rusting and that roof's in okay shape, you got to get somebody up there to address that rusting flashing. And, you know, there's a lot of ways and a lot of different combinations you can use to paint that. The one most people are familiar with you is you get up there and you wire brush, grind, or sand off the rust. And you put a red primer on there for rusted metal. And you put a good exterior enamel on that flashing. Done. Not always that easy, but done. Be careful. You don't want to be doing this when it's 90 degrees in the summertime, because on that roof it's going to be a lot more than 90 degrees. And there is another cool product out there that actually contains fibers, and it is self-priming. And it can be painted directly over rust. So there's certainly some negatives about that also. You don't want to do it in direct sun, or it's going to be like trying to paint chewing gum. But MasterChem makes a non-priming metal fibrated enamel, which might be something you want to entertain. Put that on when it's about this time of year, be perfect to apply that. You know, right over the rusted metal. And then there's one, a rust neutralizer, which neutralizes the rust, seals the rust, and then it functions as a primer, and then you can use an enamel over that. So there's a couple ways of doing it. Maybe easy, hard, easier, but a couple choices you can make on that. But bottom line is, you want to take care of that rusted flashing before it rusts through and you got water issues. All right, again, it's 800-823-8255. Judy, welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, we bought a yard barn about 8 years ago, and it needed some stain or something, so they told us to clean it and then apply a stain. Mm-hmm. Well, we did that, and now there's something, maybe a squirrel, that is trying to eat that stain off. So I was wondering what we could do to prevent that squirrel or whatever.
I don't know. Going to war with a squirrel is a tough job, let me tell you. And I doubt if he's trying to eat the stain. What squirrels could be doing, especially this time of year, and we'll see them. I've seen them where I'm pulling somebody's house and they're literally walking across the peak of the roof. Is they're looking to get into that attic, or in your case, that shed.
Uh-huh.
And if that wood is a little bit soft, maybe it's been compromised by water. There's a little dry rot in that wood. They'll start gnawing and scratching that to get inside.
Oh.
So, okay.
Well, we just had it stained about a year ago. And then it seemed like what they're doing is they must be on the roof and then leaning over and scratching right along the edge or eating it.
They're trying to get in. I tried spraying
what you spray for deer and rabbits and such.
Right.
But
right.
They came back, and we had that stain reapplied right there, and they're back doing that again.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, I worked with a person many, many years ago, and his... And believe me, I've talked to plenty of people about this issue because it's a big problem on homes. They like to get into those gable vents, and if there's some soft wood and they want to nest there, they just start scratching. And worked with a gardening guy a long time ago. His thing was to not do battle with them because you're going to lose, but to become their friend. And what he used to do is he used to get peanuts in a shell, and he would get them where they were stale. I don't know where he used to get them from. And he'd put those peanuts in other parts of the yard where he would move them away from the problem area.
Hmm.
But a squirrel, just to give you an idea of what you're at, they're not really scared of anything, and a squirrel can literally chew through a galvanized fence, a chain link fence.
Huh.
So there's something that they want, and it's probably inside. There's also different products out there that are protect foliage from exhausting moisture. This sold usually in the wintertime, so it's a clear acrylic. It's not a paint or anything along those lines. And you could put like cayenne pepper or even hot sauce in that. And spray that area so that when they start scratching and if they are eating that surface, it don't taste too good. It's kind of wood with a spice.
Okay.
So there's two ideas. I don't know if it's going to help you. Squirrels are tough. And if they went in there bad enough, they're going to find their way in.
Oh, okay. That's probably what they're doing, trying to get in.
I think so.
And we've got gobs of squirrels in the back. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, all righty. All right, Judy. Thank you. by another buddy of mine. He must have, God, he must have 20 oak trees in his backyard. And one day he calls me up. He goes, how do I get rid of all these squirrels? Well, move. Just move, because you're not going to get rid of them. That's their habitat. Hey, a line's open for you. Dial us up. It's 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. They've been unclogging America's sewers and drains since 1935, but did you know they also are a full-service plumbing company? Roto-Rooter can handle any plumbing repairs. They're available 24/7. When you have a plumbing or water problem, just call 1-800-GET-ROTO. And remember that famous jingle?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I've been telling you for years how much I love my Easy Breathe ventilation system, and here's a recent testimonial from one of my listeners.
The Easy Breathe system has totally cleansed the musty smell from our house. Our air feels cleaner, drier, and fresher. This was the best direction to cure our problem while isolated in our home during COVID-19. I very much appreciate the continuous air exchanges during this pandemic. Hats off to Easy Breathe with a 10-year warranty.
Keep the air in your home healthy. Easy Breathe, 866-822-7328, easybreathe.com. Well, there's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain. It's your biggest investment. And it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angi app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angi. Download the Angi app today. Well, I'm all about easy and choosing the right product for each home project, so I start with White Lightning caulks and sealants. For interior or exterior jobs, you'll find a high-performance White Lightning product that's specially formulated for any project. Whether you're painting, sealing around doors and windows, or doing a complete remodel, White Lightning has the right product for your project. Visit WLCaulk.com and use their guide to choose the best caulk or sealant for your project. White Lightning, finish in a flash, available at Menards and Lowe's stores.
All right, back at it we go. We're 19 minutes after the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan. And to the phones we go. Steve, welcome.
Yes, hi, Gary. Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
I just had a new roof put on, and the people put the roof on looked at the flashing around the chimney, and they said it's excellent, so they didn't change it. Is that acceptable?
Well, you know, if they're right, I guess it is. If you go to the National Roofing, they always talk about replacing all the flashings. I'm just going to tell you a story because you're taking their word for it. I always like the whole everything replaced.
Yeah.
And I was right on the fence with you. And quite honestly, I even had some copper, not flashing, but it was kind of a copper saddle.
Right.
And when I was getting, and I did what I preach, you know, I had three quotes on a new roof.
Mm-hmm.
And one person did not discuss any of the flashings. It was a roof he was replacing. One person talked about a couple flashings he'd replace, and the third person said, replace all the flashings.
Mm.
And there was, obviously a difference in price. And, you know, I'm as cheap as the next person, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to throw all my money on my roof. So when the first guy that came to look at the house, I was in California. And the security camera on my phone picked up the guy who was at the house. And he walked around the house, and he was there about 10 minutes and left, and I got the quote. And the next person got up on the ladder and kind of looked around, and he got his quote. And the last guy got up on the ladder, got on the roof, walked all the way around it, and I got his quote. So, obviously, the last guy was higher. And as I was talking to him, I said, Why are you replacing all this flashing? I got a quote. The guy's not going to replace any of the flashing. And he said, well, because the seam's broken, because you got an issue here and you got an issue there. Caution everyone here is the guy that didn't want to replace the flashing never got on the roof. And a lot of times people are getting quotes from people that fly a drone over it. They're really not there looking at it. So as it turned out, that flashing needed some work, and it was actually easier to get rid of that flashing and put in new flashing, and that's the direction I went. So, you know, if you know, we're at the mercy of the roofer. The one that was up on the roof, he goes like, we get on every roof, we get on everything, we over-examine it. He showed it to me, had pictures of it. And, you know, it's the reputation of the roofer. So it's kind of hard for me to criticize that, you know, fella that says, you know, the flashing looks all right. It may look all right. The question is, will it look all right in 25 years at the end of that roof's life?
Yeah,
will it look all right in 10 years? I don't know. So it's a conversation you should have and just keep in mind, you know, it's the quality of the roofer in a lot of cases.
Well, the boss said he was going to change it. Then the roofer who did the job said it looks good. He couldn't improve on it.
Yeah. Well, those are the decisions we're forced to make.
Yeah.
And maybe call his boss and said, hey, your guy told me this. What's the deal?
Right. I still owe him money, so he'll be around.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, you can have that discussion then.
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
All right, Steve. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's get to Bob. Bob, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I have a question, and the question is, I have Trex decking on the surface of my deck, and it's faded quite a bit, and I would like to recolor that. What product would or could I use on that?
Yeah. Well, let's I just want to clarify things. Different brands and also brands that are 10, 15 years old certainly had some fading issues, no question about it. Today's, and I just say this because the advance of technology, what they're doing with a lot of composite decking is they're doing a PVC cap over that composite decking. So the wood flower and the plastic in composite decking is no longer really exposed to the sun because it is capped. It's a beautiful composite product and comes with a 25-year fade and scratch warranty. So, you know, this is probably a little bit older technology, and I just always like to point that out because things are a little bit different. But it was a big problem, and there is a composite deck stain that's out there. In fact, it's by the people that I just spoke to an hour ago. DefyWoodStain.com has a product called Extreme, and you treat that almost exactly like you would with their process of application. You would clean that with their oxygenated wood cleaner, and you would apply the Extreme, two coats working in 3 foot by 3 foot sections. And it'll really pop. It does a very good job.
Okay. The name of the company again, or the website?
It's Defy, D-E-F-Y, woodstain.com.
All right.
All righty.
I'm going to give that a shot.
Very, very good.
Much,
they got a great website. All right. You bet. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. They got a great website that shows many, many videos, which will really help you with that particular project. But yeah, you know, in a lot of cases back then, 10, 15 years ago, those composite products, you know, they started probably in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, started seeing, and then they had problems with mold spots on it, and then they had problems with it fading, indentations in it. And as they keep growing with the technology, the cap product is the future of composites. There's no question about that. And with the price of lumber, we've always heard about that. quite honestly, the composites versus pressure-treated wood used to be about 2.5 times higher. Those prices are getting closer and closer together, so it might be something you want to consider if you're building a deck. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about a little spring cleaning, and our friends from Etoray will be joining us. We're going to talk about really cleaning windows with a squeegee. And believe me, there's a lot to have in the right tools for the project. That's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If you don't have a list of things to do around the house, Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, my favorite refillable household cleaner and the best glass cleaner you'll find, has a new multi-purpose cleaner with fabulous lavender fragrance. Just in time for spring cleaning, you'll love Jaws' new multi-purpose cleaner for your everyday cleaning needs. Great fragrance, and it works great. Also, check out Jaws' Ultimate Cleaning Kit with 6 cleaners, including the Jaws Glass and Disinfectant Cleaners, for only $44.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com. This summer, when you're dealing with rust, remember there's only one product that busts that rust every time. It's PB Blaster, the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. Look for it with their unique Pro Straw cap to control the flow and spray only where you want it to go. Wide spray or just a drop. Works every time. Look for Blaster products like PB Blaster and Multimax Synthetic Lubricant with the Pro Straw cap at home, auto, and hardware stores near you. And always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. I hope you're not using drywall screws for your wood projects. Make your project easier. I recommend Power Pro Premium Wood Screws by Hillman. Their patented design requires no pre-drilling. Now, that's easy. Use Power Pro Wood Screws for all your interior and exterior wood projects, including decking and treated lumber. With 4 layers of protection against corrosion, Power Pro exterior wood screws are designed to last for the life of your project. Once you use Power Pro Wood Screws, you'll never go back to ordinary screws. Look for the Power Pro Premium Wood Screws by Hillman at your local hardware store.
Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last a season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com. Also at Do It Best stores.
All right, 33 minutes after the top of the hour, you're at home with Gary Sullivan. You've heard the phrase before. I know. You don't do windows, right? Well, maybe if you had the right tools to do the windows, you wouldn't mind doing them so much. So I have Steve Hildebrand. He is with Etoray. Their Etoray makes true professional tools for your house cleaning and window cleaning. Steve, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Good, Gary. Thank you for having me.
I bet nobody stands there and says, what's the history of a squeegee? But I bet you can kind of tell me.
Yeah, I can fill you in a little bit on that. The squeegee back in 1936 was actually the first patent by Etoray Stacconi. That patent is, run out by now, but the squeegee is still the same. The rubber blade that he invented back then is still the one we use today and all of our professional tools and retail tools. And the quality is what gets the job done. You see all the pros use them on skyscrapers, airports, hotels, gas stations. Ones in the for cleaning your cars are not what we recommend for your home use. But we'll get into that here in a minute. But we've been selling squeegees for quite a long time. A lot of people asked, where do these pros get these squeegees? And back in the day, it was just the janitorial supply houses, which A lot of people wouldn't know where those were located at, so we got into the retail side of business about 20-some years ago, and it's the easiest way to clean windows. It still is since 1936.
But there's different qualities, not Nieterre. That's been, like you said, it's the same rubber blade that was invented in 1936. And as you go through hardware stores, you can find Nieterre squeegees, but you can also find a lot of junk, quite honestly, right?
I mean, it's the quality
of the blade.
It is. And you know, back to the gas stations, we did a focus group, and most people, when we ask them to draw a squeegee for us, they draw an auto squeegee from a gas station, which is, you know, ripped and torn.
Right.
You know, water's dripping all over the place, and that's what they perceive as a squeegee. So, you know, all the hardware stores carry those.
Right.
But that's not what you want to use. You definitely get what you pay for in regards to the squeegee. And it is the rubber blade that does the quality part of the work. It's, you know, you can buy a shower squeegee with a, you know, gold handle, as long as, you know, the handle's not going to do anything for you. It might match your tile, but it's not going to, you know, do the job. So, so there is definitely a variety. You do get what you pay for in regards to the quality.
Windshield wipers, they have a lifespan. I'm sure the blade, even a quality blade, has a lifespan, and I know you can actually replace the blades in a Nieterre squeegee.
Yeah, if you look down the edge of the blade, there's actually, it's like a razor's edge. If you look under a microscope, there's no blemishes whatsoever. So, you know, a homeowner could get away with, you know, just flipping the blade over unless he nicks it or something. Most professionals will change it at noon and then change it at the end of the day and throw it away because that's your job.
Right.
But the homeowner, you know, they're only using it maybe in spring and fall. You could get years and years usage out of the one blade. But, yes, it is changeable. So, and there are replacement blades that you can get for that. But my recommendation is that, you know, if the Nieterre name's not stamped on the rubber blade, it's not the quality that you want.
Okay. So a squeegee, is that used indoors and outdoors?
Yeah. A lot of, you know, again, back to the auto squeegee, everyone's like, oh, you know, there's water dripping all over the place. The best way to do the windows is you need a bucket, you need a squeegee, you need some window cleaning soap or squeegee off soap, and then a scrubber.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the scrubber will actually retain water. So you dip that into the bucket, you squeegee out as much water as you want, and it's not going to drip. You can hold it up. It's not going to drip on the carpet or anything because it is retaining that water. You go ahead and put that on your window, interior or exterior, and make circular motions, agitating the dirt. And then you come back with the squeegee, and basically you're cutting that film off of the window. And there shouldn't be any drips or, you know, water splashing all over the place. And you just take a, you know, microfiber cloth and just wipe down the windowsill, and you're good to go and move on to the next window. You don't have to dip the scrubber every time in the bucket because it does retain water. So depending on how dirty the windows are, you can, you know, keep moving on down, and you don't have to spend that time rinsing it out all the time. But
and dirty windows actually do damage to the window glass.
With the squeegee off soap, which we have no ammonia in there, so it's going to last a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it will, when you agitate it with the scrubber, you're actually suspending that dirt into the liquid. And when you come back and clean it, you're not scraping it into the glass. So the glass, if you clean it with a cloth or newspaper, you're actually just rubbing dirt into the glass and etching it, basically. Mm-hmm. It's what you're doing. And back to the newspaper, you know, a lot of people clean their bathroom mirrors and stuff, and you'll use a paper towel and scrub, and basically as soon as you're done, you see all this dust back on the glass. It's because you just created a bunch of static electricity.
Right.
So it's going to attract all the dirt from outside or the pollen or, you know, dust inside the house. With a squeegee, you don't get that static electricity. So that's why we can say, you know, cleans quicker, will stay cleaner a lot longer. if you do that way.
Right. So that's what I was going to say. Certainly you're going to get a clean, streak-free look, but it's faster also than just keep scrubbing over and over and over again, right?
Yeah, the professionals wouldn't be doing it with a squeegee if it didn't work for them. You see these guys up on, these high-rise buildings, they're using a squeegee. Odds are they're using ours. And it's still the best way to clean windows. It's just if you have the right tools, cleaning windows is easy. It's you can knock out a house pretty quick.
Sure. All right. Let's send them to your website. It's Ettore, ETTORE.com. And, of course, it's sold at Lowe's and Do It Best, True Value, Ace, and a lot of independent hardware stores, HomeDepot.com, Amazon. So you really are everywhere. And, of course, your namesake is the Ettore Squeegee, but you have other cleaning products that can help folks around the home, like the ceiling fan cleaner.
Yeah, we've got ceiling fans for your fan blades. Those get filthy and are neglected often. It comes with an extension pole, so you can not have to use a ladder. And if you keep them clean often, you don't get all that dust falling down on top of you. Right. So if you have the right tool, again, and we've got cobweb dusters, floor squeegees, some microfiber cloths, which can be used for all kinds of different things. But and then we also have some pickup grabbing tools to pick up trash or miscellaneous things you can't reach. Or
old face mask.
So we cover a little bit, but our main focus as a family-owned company is window cleaning.
Sure.
And that's always going to be our focus.
Now, squeegees they come in different sizes, right? I mean, we talked about the quality of squeegees, but all windows are different sizes, too. How many different sizes do you have in the Ettore squeegee?
We make anywhere from a 6 all the way up to a 36-inch squeegee for windows. So the most common for a homeowner is the 12-inch squeegee. And, again, all those squeegees would have the same rubber blade. Mm-hmm. And then the most cleaned window in a house is a kitchen window and your patio doors.
Patio doors, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you get into the 18-inch squeegee. That's for more of the professionals would use that, like if you're in the airport or whatnot. But but all sizes are available. Usually we all the hardware stores have probably a 10, 12, 14, 16, and 18 available.
Right.
And then soap's also available. And soap's a concentrate. It comes in a 16-ounce bottle. It's 1 ounce per gallon of water.
Get yourself a bucket. Get to work, right?
Yeah. I mean, if depending on the size of the – any kind of bucket would work, depending on the size of scrubber you use. If you're up to, like, the 18-inch, you need an elongated bucket because it's not going to fit in a 5 or 3.5 gallon, but you can, tip the edge or get it saturated. So, all the tools are available, and it comes as a, kit. They're not really a kit, but you need all those tools to do the windows the correct way, and once you have all those, it's easy to do.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Steve. I appreciate it. It's Ettore.com, ETTORE.com. Thanks a bunch for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Bill, Jeff, Greg, and if you'd like to join us, do so. It's 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Carpenter bees cause costly structural damage to wood siding, decks, doors, eaves, and railings. And my solution, Trapstick from Rescue. It catches carpenter bees all season long. Trapstick uses no pesticides. Carpenter bees are enticed by the colors and the pattern, and they get stuck on the adhesive. Save your wood structures from damage from carpenter bees with Trapstick from Rescue. Made in USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Fly and Yellow Jacket traps. Learn more at carpenterbeecontrol.com. That's carpenterbeecontrol.com. It's important to seal the concrete and masonry surfaces around your home. As rain soaks in, it penetrates deep into the pores, and when the temperatures drop, the water expands and can cause the surface to crack or spall. Masonry Defenders, my go-to solution. Masonry Defenders, a complete line of sealers that protect your surfaces and prevent water penetration. And they're project-specific for your driveway, stamped concrete, pavers, and more. Masonry Defenders, easy to apply, and most projects take less than a few hours. MasonryDefender.com. Mosquitoes can transmit deadly disease, including the West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in the ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill the mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can completely transform the look of your home. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. See how a new garage door would look on your home with Clopay's Door Imagination System by visiting clopaydoor.com. Simply upload a picture of your home and try on a new Clopay garage door.
All right, 12 minutes before the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan, back taking your calls regarding a little home improvement, maintenance, repair, and we got Jeff. Jeff, welcome.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm great. I've got a cure for the lady that called in earlier in regards to the squirrels.
All right.
It's going to sound strange, Gary.
I don't know why, but I knew that, Jeff.
I lived in the woods, and the holes, this works for squirrels or woodpeckers.
Okay.
Alum, A-L-U-M. You find it in the spice section of your store.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drying agent. It's used in pickling.
Okay.
You put a little bit of that in that hole that the squirrel or the woodpecker's pecking in. You cover it up with a wide piece of masking tape. They come back. They chew through that masking tape. They get a mouthful of that alum. It dries them out. I don't think woodpeckers or squirrels have spit glands. It dries them out, and they venture on to other parts.
That's awesome. That's one thing in 35 years I've never heard. How did you find that out? I'd like to know the origin of that. I've taken a hike to Alum Cave before, but isn't alum also used in Epsom salts, or am I wrong?
It may be used in Epsom salts. I honestly don't know that. But an old trick, and it was when I was in school back in the 60s and the 70s, you put alum on a piece of gum. You gave it to your buddy. Your buddy was like,
and he's got spit glands.
And he's got spit glands. That's right. You know.
I don't think where she was dealing with this squirrel, she thought he was eating the stain. So I don't think there was a hole in there yet. But would you need a hole, or could you just put the alum on the back of some masking tape?
Well, you might be able to do that, or you might be able to mix it with that compound that you were talking about earlier that you would paint on there.
Right.
You know, because you were talking about cayenne pepper.
Right, know? Exactly. And it was I'm trying to think what it was. I can't think of the brand name. But it's a clear liquid that you would spray on, like, pine trees going into the wintertime so they don't, exhaust too much moisture through their needles. It kind of keeps the moisture in the tree.
Alum, A-L-U-M, you can buy it in your spice section of your store. Right. Just a little bit of that in a hole. Like I say, it works for woodpeckers. It works for squirrels. They get a mouthful of that stuff, and they move on.
Well, I may add another tip to my arsenal, and I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you. Very good. I have never heard that. So we will pass that along. If you've ever used it, too, I'd like to wouldn't you like to know the history of how that became a tip? I guarantee it was some farmer that knew it and said, well, you just do this. And passed on years after years after years. Greg, welcome.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
I have a metal door. And earlier, I heard you talking about rusted metal flashings, and I didn't catch that entire segment.
Uh-huh.
And what would my – and it's just a trace of rust I have on this door.
Uh-huh.
What's a good approach to that?
I would probably, if it's just a trace of it, I'd probably just hit it down there with some sandpaper and just knock that rust off and maybe put a little gray metal primer. I think I referred to as a red metal primer. Red metal primer is usually used for heavily rusted metal. Gray metal primer is more a spot rust or no rust at all, just a good metal primer. And, then your top coat of paint on there. I think that's how I'd address it.
Okay. What about, and I just want to start with a small spot. And, heck, it could just be splatter from, dirt, weather, and all that. It's a basement door that when you exit it, basement's underground. You go up to, like, the old lifting angled cellar door type thing. And the door that's right on, at the bottom of the steps to the cellar. I heard about, vinegar. Maybe just to test in an area, or would I just hit it with this red metal primer right over top of this, rust splatter?
Well, I don't know if it's a rust splatter or we're just getting some moisture in there that's, rust can look like a splatter, but it's probably pitted where it's actually rust. I don't know about vinegar. I mean, that's good on old galvanized. You used to do your gutters when gutters were galvanized with an oil film on there. You'd wipe them down with a vinegar solution. It's just a mild acid to remove the oil. I think on something like you're talking about, I mean, if you wanted to use a product called Rust Reformer or Rust Neutralizer, it's a chemical that actually has a chemical reaction with the iron oxide, and after it dries, it functions as a primer, and it actually seals the rust into the metal. You can buy it in a spray or a brush-on. Rust Reformer, Rust Neutralizer, hardware stores, automotive shops.
Outstanding. As always, you got good answers, man.
Well, thank you much, Greg. Have a good weekend. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, so tackling those projects, you either got to seal it in or remove it. And if you're not going to do that, it's going to come right back. Rust is, it just starts eating away at that metal, so you got to remove it or seal it. And again, if you have a railing, railings, now we have a lot of the railings we have aren't wrought iron. They're just actually aluminum, so we don't have the issue of upkeep and everything. Things are so much easier now. But a wrought iron railing, if you live in an older home, 50, 60 years old, and it's got the original wrought iron railing, getting that rust out is a chore. But if you can get off the loose paint and some of the real crusty rust and then go with that rust neutralizer, create that chemical reaction, it turns that rust black. And once it turns it black, it's then functioning as a primer. You don't have to remove it, but you have to address it. So you either grind that rust out and then a metal primer, or you put something on, you know, remove the paint, remove the crustiness of the rust, and then put a rust neutralizer on it where it creates a chemical reaction. You still got a smooth finish, functions as a primer, and then you can go with your enamel right on top of that. Our phone number is 800-823-8255, and Gutter Brush is a great way to keep all the leaves, maple seeds out of your gutters, which can clog them up. And they've got the biggest sale of the year going on. It's 30% off and free shipping. That goes through May 11th. That's this Tuesday. Gutter Brush, really easy to install. No tools, no cutting. And if you go to their website, gutterbrush.com, there's lots of videos that show you just how easy it is. 3-foot sections that just slide in. Guaranteed, made in the USA, gutterbrush.com. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.